parallel saturation for drums, old school D&B masterclass in Ableton Live, intermediate level. Let's go. Today we're building one of the fastest routes to that early jungle, early D&B drum weight, crunchy mids, thicker hits, more audible ghost notes, and that kind of printed to tape urgency without smashing the clean punch out of your drums. The big idea is simple. You keep one clean drum bus that stays punchy and defined. Then you create a separate parallel return that's allowed to get nasty. Saturation, a bit of compression, and some careful EQ so it doesn't turn into harsh fizzy sound. You blend that dirty layer underneath like seasoning. Before we touch any distortion, set the foundation. Step 0. Prep your routing. In Ableton, take your drum elements, kicks, snares, hats, breaks, ghost hits, whatever you're using, and group them. Command G or Control G. Name that group drums clean. Now gain stage. This matters more than people think with parallel processing. Aim for the drum group to peak somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Not because those numbers are magical, but because you want headroom. Old school mindset. Headroom equals options. If you're already slamming your master, every cool saturation move is going to become a clipping problem. If you need to trim, drop a utility on the drum group and pull the gain down a couple dB. Cool. Clean foundation done. Now step 1. Create the parallel return. Insert a return track. Create insert return track. Rename it return A. Drum dirt. This return is going to be your reusable effect print. Think of it like a parallel tape machine you can drive hard and then blend back into the mix. Important, for a return track, you generally want your devices acting wet only. That usually means if a device has a dry wet knob, you're not trying to do a second layer of parallel inside the return. Keep it simple, make the return itself the wet layer, and blend using the send amount. Go back to your drums clean group, and raise send A a little. Start conservative. Somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB on the send is a good starting zone. We're just getting signal over there. And here's a producer tip. Don't assume you must send everything. Returns are powerful because you can choose what gets dirty. Breaks and snares usually love it. Sub-B kicks often don't. Now step 2. Build the drum dirt chain. We'll start with the classic stock Ableton chain. EQ into saturator into glue compressor into EQ into utility. First device on the return, EQ 8, pre-saturation. This is a creative decision. What do you want to distort? Turn on a high-pass filter somewhere between 30 and 50 Hz, steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The goal is to stop useless sub-rumble from slamming the saturator and turning your whole return into mud. If your break is already brittle, you can do a small dip in the harsh zone. Usually somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Don't overdo it. You're just taking the edge off before you generate more harmonics. Optionally, you can bait the saturation. Tiny boost where the character lives. For chest and body, try 180 to 250 Hz, like plus 1 or plus 2 dB. For snare presence, maybe 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, plus 1 dB. The idea is, boost what you want the saturator to chew on. Then later you can undo that boost after harmonics have been created. It's a classic trick. Next device. Saturator. Set the mode to analog clip for that classic break crunch, or soft sine if you want smoother harmonics. Turn soft clip on. Drive. Start at plus 6 dB. Then push it. Don't be scared to go to plus 10, plus 14 if the source can take it. But every time you add drive, match the output down. Level match. This is huge. If you don't level match, you'll prefer the saturated return just because it's louder. So adjust output until it feels roughly equal in loudness when you mute and unmute the return. On a return track, keep saturator dry wet at 100%. Blend with the send. What you're listening for. Snares get thicker. Ghost notes start speaking. Hats get grain. But you don't want the initial snap to disappear completely. If everything feels flattened, you're probably driving too hard or compressing too fast later. Next device. Blue compressor. This is where you get that stuck-together printed vibe. Set attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still pokes through. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto if it grooves nicely. Ratio 4 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. Makeup off. Do your own gain staging. Turn on soft clip and glue as well. It's really nice on a parallel smash layer, because it catches peaks without having to hammer your master limiter later. If the return starts pumping weirdly, there are two easy fixes. 1. Lengthen the release. 2. Reduce the send. Most of the time, It's not that the compressor is wrong, it's that you're feeding it too much. Next device, EQ8 again, post-saturation cleanup. This is the no-fizz allowed stage. If your return is muddying the low end, put a low cut somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. If your kick and sub start feeling smaller when the return comes in, this is usually why. The dirt layer is filling the low end with distorted low mids, masking the clean thump. Now the top end, if it's hissy, pull down a high shelf above 8 to 10 kHz by maybe 2 to 6 dB. Old school trick. The dirt layer often sounds better darker than you think. The clean drums provide the sparkle. The dirt provides the attitude. If there's a harsh whistle or bark, search around 4 to 7 kHz and notch it slightly. Next device. Utility. This is your final control. Use utility gain to set the return level so it's not jumping your master when you blend it in. And width. Try narrowing slightly, like 70 to 100%, especially for classic tight jungle. The more you spread a distorted layer, the more it can feel exciting, but it can also smear the punch. Start tighter. Widen later if you need it. Now step 3. Choose what to send. This is where taste lives. Send heavily. Your break. Amen. Think. Classic loops. Anything with ghost notes and movement. Send snare layers too, especially rimmy crunchy snares. And definitely ghost snares and shuffles, because the parallel chain can reveal those details and make the groove feel like it's rolling faster. Send lightly or not at all. The subby kick, you can absolutely saturate kicks, but for this specific old school contrast, a clean deep kick plus a dirty snare and break is the money. Also be careful with super bright hats. They can go from speed to sandpaper real quick. Workflow tip. Inside your drum's clean group, make a break bus. Group your break tracks together. Then you can send the break bus more aggressively than the kick and keep things organized. Now step 4. Blend in context, not in solo. Yes, you can solo the return briefly just to make sure nothing is painfully ugly. But the final decision should be with bass playing, because the bass will tell you if your dirt layer is stealing headroom, masking the punch, or adding that proper mid-range shove. Loop an 8-bar section with full drums, bass line, and at least one fill. Start with sende all the way down, so the return is silent. Then slowly bring it up until you feel these things happen. The snare gets thicker, the break feels more printed, and the groove feels like it's lean forward, like it's pulling you into the next hit. Then do the important move, back it off 10 to 20%. That's the sweet spot more often than people admit. Also, a quick coaching rule. Treat the return like an effect print and watch its meter. Aim for the return track itself to peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before the master. If it's living near zero, you'll keep thinking it's amazing, because it's loud, not because it's better. Now let's make it musical with arrangement moves. Automate the send amount. For drops, you can bump the send up slightly, like plus 1 to plus 2 dB. For verses, pull it back. And for fills, here's a classic trick. Push the dirt for just one beat, or the last half bar before the drop, so the transition feels urgent and recorded hot. Even better, for the first bar of the drop, sometimes reduce the dirt send slightly, then bring it up over bars 2 to 4. That contrast makes the initial transient hit feel bigger, because you're not masking it immediately. Now step 5. Optional room grit. Very subtle. At the end of the return chain, add hybrid reverb. Choose algorithmic room. Set decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. For delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep dry wet low, like 5 to 12%. Remember, it's already parallel. We just want a hint of grimy space, not a wash. This gives you that warehouse air without turning the break into a swimming pool. Now let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. Oversaturating lows. That gives you a flabby groove and a muddy kick sub relationship. Fix is simple. High pass before saturation, low cut after. Mistake 2. Too much 5 to 10 kHz fizz. That's ear fatigue, cheap brightness. Fix. Post EQ shelf down, and don't send super bright hats so hard. Mistake 3. The parallel chain is louder than the clean drums. Then you lose transient definition. Fix. Utility gain staging and blend with sends. The return should feel like it's supporting, not replacing. Mistake 4. Compressing too fast on the parallel. If attack is too quick, you shave off snap and the groove goes flat. Keep attack in that 2 to 10 millisecond area. Mistake 5. Trying to fix weak samples with saturation. Saturation is a character magnifier. If the source is weak, layer or pick better hits first. Extra coach note. If your drums lose punch when you bring the return up, do a phase and latency sanity check. Parallel processing can feel like it shrinks impact if something adds latency. Stock Ableton devices are usually safe. If you're using third-party plugins with oversampling, try turning off high-quality modes while mixing, then re-enable for export. Now, a couple advanced variations, quick but powerful. Variation 1. Clean transient, dirty sustain. On the drum dirt return, after saturation and compression, add a gate. Very fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Then adjust hold and release so the return emphasizes the body and tail instead of the click. This lets the clean bus keep the transient paper, while the return fills in thickness behind it. If it chops too hard, lengthen the release. Variation 2. Two returns. Mid dirt and air dust. MID dirt focuses on 120Hz to 4KHz, heavier saturation and glue, and roll off above about 7 to 9KHz. AIR dust is a separate return that high passes up to 2 to 4KHz before any saturation, uses very light drive or soft clipping, and stays quiet. That way you can add a little printed sheen to hats without frying the whole mix. Now a mini practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Load an Amen style break, or any classic break. Add a clean kick and snare layer. Set tempo 165 to 172. Build return a drum dirt with the chain 1 setup. Eck, saturator, glue. Eck, utility. Send only the break pretty hard, like minus 10 to minus 6 dB on the send. Send the snare moderately, like minus 15 to minus 10. Keep kick send off at first. Now a slash B test by muting the return on and off. Your checklist. Does the groove feel more rolling? Can you hear ghost notes more clearly? And did the kick lose weight? If the kick feels smaller, cut more low mids on the return, or simply send less from anything low. Then automate. Add a tiny send bump only on the drop, about plus 1 to plus 2 dB. Listen for that printed and aggressive feel without getting harsher. Alright, recap. Parallel saturation is blending character, not replacing clean drums. Pre-EQ decides what gets distorted. Post-EQ stops fizz and mud. Saturator plus glue is a classic Ableton combo for old-school drum attitude. This audio version is shortened for playback.